at ground zero, there's music in the air. The sleigh bells are ringing and the carolers are singing while the air raid sirens blare. It's Christmas at ground zero, the button has been pressed. The radio just let us know that this is not a test. Everywhere the atom bombs are dropping, it's the end of all humanity. No more time for last minute shopping, it's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at ground zero, there's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at ground zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day. It's Christmas at ground zero, just seconds left to go.
Hey, and welcome to episode 29. I got that right. We just discussed this, and I forgot it already. Of PWA Radio, the big, exciting episode. Probably the best one since episode one, in my oh-so-humble opinion.
You're absolutely right. It is.
Yeah, I agree. It's fantastic. But
hey, Rob, did you get that? Did you get that present I sent you? I sent you that 12-pack of Yoo-Hoo.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. No, I didn't get it. Somebody must have taken it. I'm a little upset now. But we've got Radio Rich with us, who apparently has recovered from his vicious attack. I'm not dealing with parents, right? Yeah, it's wonderful.
I think Bob wants to say something.
I do.
Something
now, were you saying something that you know I was going to respond to with that music blaring in my ears?
Possibly.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. This is truly one of the best episodes of PW Radio in a long time, because even though it's going to be told later, I want to break the news now. This is just amazing. Chameleon is back in the ring.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yes! You know...
due to... yeah, I noticed that. That was amazing. He came out and the crowd went mild. It was spectacular.
They got deathly quiet later on, so I don't feel too bad.
In shock and awe.
I know. It was amazing. They didn't expect me to be back so quickly.
they were hoping, but you don't always get what you want, is how the saying goes. And obviously we've got Chameleon with us, unfortunately. He's back, I guess. We don't know. Something could happen.
I had to make sure that that Xmas at Ground Zero had a perfect Christmas present for all the PWA fans. So when I got cleared to rest, so I came back. Plus, I have business with Hunter, who apparently is ducking me again this week.
Yes, he does that a lot.
Once again, we had invited Hunter Sullivan onto the air. Our open invitation continues, and yet he continues to run away from the fearsomeness of Chameleon.
Ha ha! I feel better now.
I don't know if that's really what he's doing.
Oh, quiet, Rob.
But yeah. So anyway,
Chameleon's in a good mood. So
So we've had a big week this week. Very exciting stuff happened that doesn't involve Chameleon. That's how you know it's exciting stuff.
Bullshit.
Yeah. We're coming up on the big Christmas break. I guess we like to take Christmas breaks here. I don't know what we do for the Jewish wrestlers on the roster. Nothing. But
they just get a paid week's vacation.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
No, well,
now Canadians don't
break. It's like
eight just so
days
you know.
Oh.
I want you to know, Canadians don't get paid vacations.
Well,
but,
they don't
deserve
it.
You're right.
Rat bastards.
I want an all-Canadian show, and we'll put that just on the web and won't air it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because nobody will watch that shit.
No.
Canada sucks.
Indeed. It's like the giant backroom of the North. That's what they call it.
Rob, we'll have to... Yeah, I keep interrupting you as you interrupt me. We have to make the show really small, because, you know, they only have dial-up. So.
Oh, I didn't realize. I was under the impression they were still doing it by, what was it, dog sled.
Oh, that too. So, you know, we'll just put in a little, like, floppy disk, 1.44 megs, and that should be good enough. Anyway, I won't interrupt.
Is it Canada?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's how they got into here, with their websites to, you know, send the roster stuff in, even though it takes 3 weeks to get it because dial-up. But I'm sorry, Rob, I keep interrupting you, but I'm
you
in
do.
A good mood. Yeah, well, you know, I know what you're going to do tonight, and I'm here to deflect some of that.
Okay.
Oh,
if
all
right.
Thank
you can.
Thank you, Chameleon. I don't know if I could have handled it all on my own.
Hey, it's okay. It's all right. I had to put up with him for 8 years. What's another night?
Yeah, so, all right, let's just start at the beginning, as is always the best place to start. We got... Shadow Sart and Jacob. How is Jacob Collins related to you, by the way? I've never understood this exactly.
He's the nephew of my half-brother.
I see. That's just way too... So, the nephew of your half-brother. I don't even know how that works out.
He's like your quarter-step-nephew? I don't know.
Yeah,
like that.
Well, you see, I like Jacob, so I'll call him my nephew. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be full-blood related. But my half-brother, I don't talk about him much.
I was not even aware.
Oh, yeah, you are. You just don't remember. Remember Bloodlust in the original PWA?
Not really.
Not really? Okay, that's
I
Miguel.
I have trouble remembering past last week, but I past last week, because I remember last week very well.
Yeah,
Shadow
sorry
Star,
about that.
Yeah, Shadow Star came and did not win his match.
Jacob has actually finally earned a title contendership shot. He did pull it off in a somewhat... professional way, but I think he was just been riled up lately.
It's the summer sweat.
Summer, yeah, true.
Family tradition.
He was devious. It worked, and he'll go on to face the TV champion for a title shot soon.
Whoever that may... Well, actually, right now.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, I didn't say the name because, you know, I knew we were going to get to that.
Well, I mean, you're all about the spoilers tonight. What if people didn't order the pay-per-view? What if they're waiting for the replay, and they're too stupid to realize the replay's already happened?
I didn't tell anybody anything about who was champion. I just said I'm here to mess you up.
Well, because we do have a new champion in
the
PWA.
Yeah, well, of course we do. The title was vacant beforehand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, unless there was some sort of incredible controversy involving ties or, you know, double disqualifications...
then.
In that particular match, there was no DQ. So
yeah, way to go, Rich. Did you even watch the pay per view?
Yes. Radio Rich did, in fact, watch the pay per view.
Okay. Yes, from what I heard, Rich watched it very closely.
Well, yeah, from his hospital bed while he's whining about getting beat up by a baseball bat.
No, I was actually Radio Rich was released from the hospital on Saturday, so he was.
Oh.
He watched the DVD of the event as it was sent to him.
I see.
We don't print DVDs that quickly.
Apparently, he's getting some pirated shit.
Yeah, you must have pirated the DirecTV feed or something.
Yeah,
Rich.
It sounds to
We're
me.
We're going to have to talk to you about that because you know you get a free copy.
Yeah, it seems to me as though somebody's infringing upon the copyrights.
That might explain, though, why Rich was real quick with the web version of the match.
Could be.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway. I'm all confused.
Santa's surprise match.
We got a little bit from our friend, the Phenom Kyle Stevenson, and yes, then we are up to the Santa surprise match for the also vacant Grizzly Bear Championship between Mike Enigma, Emperor Ian, and El Rey de Corazones.
Why don't you tell us how a Santa surprise match works, if you could?
A Santa surprise match is pretty simple. We have a giant Christmas tree, and underneath the Christmas tree are three wrapped presents. Now, whenever somebody gets a pinfall or a submission in this match, they get to go over and unwrap a present. Now, one of the presents has the Grizzly Bear Championship in it. However, the other ones have
don't.
Coal.
Yes, the other ones don't, because we only have we only have so many title belts sitting around. You know what would
Who cares what's in the other ones? If it's not the title, it don't matter. They
would've
just
funny
don't.
If the old internet title belt was in one of the packages. That would have been hilarious. People open it up, see a flash of gold. They're like, "What the fuck's the internet title?"
You should have thought of this before the match, Rob. You really should have.
I should have. I was, you know what? I was a little bit busy. People think I was slacking off, but no.
Well, it's just what they come to expect. I mean, so
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, indeed. So here's the thing. I don't even know what the thing is anymore. But here it is. The thing is that El Rey managed to win, and that was nice. Good for
El Rey. I agree.
Here's an interesting thing. Do you think El Rey really drinks grizzly beer?
Does it matter?
I don't know. I heard it does outsell Corona down in his native Mexico.
Well, that's normal. Corona is basically Mexican piss water.
Yeah. So.
Maybe he'll give it a try. We don't know.
Here's the thing: it's apparently, and I don't drink beer. I can't stand beer. But it's my understanding that grizzly beer is you know, pretty good stuff.
It is Canadian beer. You know that, don't you?
I am aware of that.
Okay.
It's Canadian.
I don't know.
Therefore, it sucks.
I'm just telling you, from my understanding, Al only puts out quality products. That's what I'm saying.
Agree to that.
All the more in clan, you know, merchandise has been good, top quality stuff, and I've got no reason to think that they're going to start cheaping out on the grizzly beer. That's all.
Okay. So the next match.
The next match is the television championship match with our good buddy Malicious, the Masked Menace. There was more to his nickname, but I totally
the Malicious Master of Menace or something. I don't remember. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm not John McDaniel. It's not my job to keep track of this stuff.
If he's going to keep up with this, I'm just going to call him Mal.
But,
well.
Anyway, against our good buddy Potato, this would have been Potato's world title qualifying match, if I recall correctly.
Yes, it is. It would have been.
Would have been.
This was his third defense after winning the title?
Yeah, I do believe so.
Wow. Yeah. And you just, well, you more or less just,
could have.
Yeah.
Coulda, but didn't, I think is how Groundskeeper Willie would have said it.
Could've.
Yeah.
Because after all, Malicious came out of the crowd, beat the crap out of Potato, threw him in the ring, hit his finisher, the Broken Straight Jacket, and we now have a new television champion.
Yeah, lots of new champions going on in this event. Hadn't thought about that till just now, but that's wonderful.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to admit, you know, for Potato having a chance for a world title shot being taken away by Malicious being Malicious, I love the irony. So, you know, he came in, he just basically took it away. We're back to square one on, you know, the three title defense thing. But I thought, yeah, that was devious. I have to say I like Malicious for that.
Yeah, I Radio Rich endorses Malicious.
Excellent. I don't really give a shit about who.
He is my Kyle Stevenson. Except, you know, he doesn't lose all the time.
Are you sure? He doesn't win a lot, does he?
But, you know, as we say that, we should go on to the next match.
Before we go on to the next...
Okay.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Match out. Rob,
yeah?
Did you give him any Nathan's hot dogs?
Nathan's hot dogs? No.
What?
Why?
Because Nathan's hot dogs are the best hot dogs there are. I watched the event and I saw that
kosher?
You had Mr. Hardcore.
Oh yeah, he was selling
pipping
dogs.
Out hot dogs.
That's true. He was selling some dogs. I forgot about that. Well, you know, because you got to earn your keep around the PWA. And
why'd you give him such a high profile job?
Well, I don't know. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Well, okay. would you trust Mr. Hardcore in selling beer?
Yeah, exactly.
Good point.
Yeah, and King Agony was covering pretzel duties, so.
And really, I just couldn't see Mr. Hardcore going around selling cotton candy. I don't think anybody would buy cotton candy from Mr. Hardcore.
Somebody would. I don't know. But I wouldn't want to meet that person.
I really think he should have been around selling free.
I have no idea.
I think I got like two words out of that, Chameleon.
Then you got like two more than I did.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. There's a little bit of breakup on my side here. Could be because of the winter storm we're having. But I thought that Mr. Hardcore would have been better off going around selling power sauce bars.
Well, no, we're not allowed to do that in 49 states.
Oh.
Anything goes in Alabama, baby.
Okay, and Canada.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I try not to think about that. In fact,
we don't hate the Canadians that much to sell their power sauce bars.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and stay. Hey there, Mr. Muslim! Merry fucking Christmas! Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the masses. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and die. Hey there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum! In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do! So let's all rejoice for Jesus! Merry fucking Christmas to you! On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, Dawish Christmas bonus and all you atheists too! Merry fucking Christmas to you! Thank you, Mr. Hand.
Anyway, so, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I'm so sad.
So,
I'm so excited because we got the tag team match. We got the new tag team champions, Jethro Hayes, Hunter the Viper, your motherfucker, Sullivan. Who else? Oh, yeah, Jamie Flynn, the returning former tag team champion, former partner of Jethro Hayes, Jamie Flynn. I forgot who I was talking about for a second. I was like, I don't know who.
Teaming up with PWA Radio's favorite son, Kyle Stevenson.
Yes, but don't forget the important part of that match happened before the match.
It did.
Yes, yes.
Yes, it did.
Tell us about that, favored guest chameleon.
Well, somebody that needed to come back, someone that everybody's been wanting to return, finally did so. I came out before the match, announced my clearance to return to the ring. Got a new theme song, but I blame a few other people for that one, but it was time to move up, do something new, come out with something fresh, you know, something
the
that more people would...
are fresh?
In terms of what I was using for 8 years, yeah.
isn't that song like older than 8 years old? So it's not very fresh.
It's fresh for me, it's the first time I used it.
I don't even know what song we're talking about.
No?
I guess I'm going to continue.
Oh, that's right.
I don't recall.
Yeah.
What song? What?
Actually, I don't remember the name.
All right.
What is
somebody,
this?
Somebody needs to help me out with this.
I'll be right back. Hold on. Go on. Keep going.
Excellent. So, Radio Rich, what song are we talking about?
Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Oh, that. That's a fantastic song. You know, I used to be in a band with Billy Corgan's cousin.
Really?
That's a true story. And... I'm just going to go ahead and tell the story on the air. I may have done this on a Dorkgasm. What the hell is that?
It must be a show that never gets done.
Never gets recorded.
I'm back. I'm sorry. I had a restricted phone call and nobody answered picked up. Whatever.
Anyway, I'm telling a story. I was in a band with Billy Corgan's cousin. His parents were missionaries, you see. And he actually grew up basically in Costa Rica. Like, his whole life he lived in Costa Rica from, like, the time he was, like, four or something. And he moved back here, like, when he was 16 to finish up high school. And so he missed, like, the entire time that the Pumpkins were huge. And he had no idea who they were, even. And some other cousins of his were like, hey, you know, one of our cousins is in the Smashing Pumpkins. He's like, who? And no idea. And people told me this whenever I first met him. And I didn't believe him. I thought they were just, you know, teasing him because his last name was Corgan. Until I go to his house for his birthday party. And on the refrigerator, I see a picture of Billy Corgan and this dude's little brother. And Billy Corgan's, like, grinning from ear to ear. And I know it's got to be legit because Billy Corgan does not smile. Yeah, so that's my... you know what? The bastard, though... He never actually got me in like free tickets to see Zwan. I was a little bit disappointed in that.
Aww.
I know. It's a sad story.
Yeah. I'd feel for you, but I don't. So.
I'd rather you didn't feel me at all.
That's a feel for, but that's okay. Oh. So anyway, did we finish the tag team title match and who won?
No. We got distracted.
And why?
With Butterfly Wings.
Okay.
I
told you my return was big.
Oh, no, I just like that song. I don't like everybody that uses it. But,
It was a good match. It was a good match.
I suppose so. Unfortunately for Hunter Sullivan, he's probably the shortest reigning tag team champion of all time, holding the belt for approximately 24 seconds before losing it to the team of Jamie Flynn and Kyle Stevenson.
Yeah, he didn't have a leg up.
No, he, you know, and now it's time. It's time for, what's that dude's name? Jethro to really kind of get with, you know, get with not get with the program. That's not what I'm wanting to say about him, but kind of step it up.
Man up.
Kind of, yeah, because he's had some matches, you know, with Flynn, and he's a good wrestler, but he definitely needs he needs to get motivated, you know, and show that.
Well, I just want to go. I'm sorry, Rob. I thought you were done. Please continue.
I was done. You just broke up.
Oh, okay. I just want to go on record and say straight up that, you know, I have nothing personal against Jethro Hayes. This is all about Hunter Sullivan. Sullivan, sorry to say, went all the way to earn the chance to be Jethro's partner, but I wasn't going to sit back and let Hunter have, you know, his glory moment after screwing up mine. And Jethro just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and now we got a tag team match coming up, and... you know, I'll keep it business with Jethro if he keeps it business, really? But I can't promise it.
I find it interesting and very un-Summersy of you that you managed to screw yourself out of a title match.
How so? You mean about them winning the titles?
Yeah.
It's not about titles with Hunter.
All right, then.
With Hunter, this is personal. Afterwards, when that's all taken care of, we'll see where I stand. But right now, no. I don't want him getting a title, and I don't want a title in place of this. This is just because if I held a title and we had a feud and he won for some reason, that's just too much for him. Uh-uh. So sometimes you have to sacrifice. Sometimes you have to what you want.
All right. Well, you know, speaking of people that do want titles, there were six people in the next match that wanted a title. Only one of them walked out with it, though. It's a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost some considerable money on that one.
This was the return of Dr. Stephen Remo's legendary...
Dome of Destruction.
Yes.
Destruction. Sorry, I'm just having fun tonight. I'm in a good mood.
There, it's all good.
Okay.
So, it was... all right, let's start off. With who started off the match?
Matthew Engel and Corey Lazarus.
Corey Lazarus.
Wait a minute. Here's one thing I want to know. The last Rampage before the pay per view, it ended with you holding the PWA World Heavyweight Championship.
Uh huh.
But yet, when the match began, Corey was walking down with it.
Well, actually, if you were to have paid attention. On Chaos, I actually dropped the title on top of Lazarus's stupid face.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah, I picked up the title, and then I'm like, slammed it down on his face, because that's the kind of guy that I am. And stuff.
Yeah, let's go on.
All right. So, we get Virus and Laz starting out the match, and pretty much, yeah. That's what we wanted. You know, we announced it last week on PW Radio that we would start off with these two because these two had the biggest issue going in the match. Since Scott Nash Strader had to be an idiot and get himself suspended and thrown out of the match anyway. After a bunch of brawling and violence and gore and all that bullshit, we come in, we get PX coming in. We get more violence, blood, gore. You know, that's going to be a theme.
Probably.
Yeah. So, we're just going to skip to getting to the eliminations, because, you know, as much as I like the final countdown, and I like your glorious entrance, and the fact that you brought down a ladder, Rob, in this match?
Yeah, I don't know. It's what they handed me as I was walking out the backstage, so... That wasn't really... I didn't put a lot of thought into it, if that's what you're getting at.
Yeah. So, the first person that was removed from this match was Matthew Engel, as he got hit by Corey Lazarus with the Box Office Bomb Special Edition 2. Right onto a stack of fluorescent light tubes. Ow.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good
way to start. I've been there.
Yeah. So, Lazarus gets rid of Engel early.
Actually, being in Kalamazoo is not a good way to start your day, but...
Yeah, who chose that arena?
That was, They, you know what? They paid us. The Tourism Board of Kalamazoo. Who even would have known they had a tourism board? They paid us.
I didn't even know they had an arena.
Yeah. Well, now you know. And knowing is at least three quarters of the battle.
Because knowledge is power.
It,
or
is
so
it?
They say. All right, we got some more fun stuff. Corey Lazarus tried to hang you with a big long chain.
Yeah, what a jerk.
Oh, he got his as Lazarus got kicked right off the top of the dome and through the Spanish announce table. Yeah. And that all led to Rihanna Langley and Victor Stone sending Project X off the top of the cage through the glass part in the middle of the top roof and 20 feet down onto the ring below, where Corey Lazarus slid in and pinned him for the next elimination. Have you heard from PX? Is he alive?
He did take receipt of his complimentary cookie basket that the PWA sent out to all the people in the match.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, yeah. Who doesn't like cookies? I love cookies. I don't eat a lot
cookies
of cookies.
Are...
I should probably eat more cookies.
Cookies are straight.
The fuck does... Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. So... God,
a blast I'm from sure, the past.
The past being last week.
Yeah, I'm still not even sure what straight means. I mean, you know.
Apparently it means different things to some people than the others, and oh well.
Well, I'm sure Rob would enjoy his cookies with all that Yoo-Hoo I was supposed to, that he was supposed to get.
That's supposed
I sent him Power Sauce bars. I don't know when they'll show up.
I do enjoy the Power Sauce bars also, I tell you that.
I bet you do. Yeah. Anyway, next subject.
So, got about, let's say, 7 or so minutes more of violence. Victor Stone gets hit with some mysterious white powder. Nice move, Rob. And
Anthrax!
we can only hope. And then, but of course, Rob paid for it as he got spine-bustered through a giant pyramid of chairs and barbed wire that he himself helped Corey Lazarus set up.
Why would I have even done that? I'm confused. That seems so silly to...
Doesn't it suck when you don't even know your own actions?
I know. I'm just like, it's a good idea at the time. Apparently, you know, I guess it's all adrenaline and you're just like, yeah, chairs. Yeah. And then next thing you know, if you recall all the way back to Genesis, I set those two tables up in the cell and I don't know why I did it. I didn't really have any moves planned for those tables, but by God, I set them up anyway. And I paid the price later. That's what happens. It's the bitter hand of irony coming back to bite you in the ass. So
you should probably stop setting things up in the ring.
That's a good point. I probably should.
Yeah.
You know what, when you update your roster page there, Phoenix, you should put down in your little blurbs here, you know, never sets up tables or chairs in a ring. You know, that's a reminder for you, of course.
Yeah, remind yourself, don't do that. gotta love irony.
Oh, I do, trust me.
Indeed.
It's very ironic.
All right. Yes. So anyway,
after Phoenix gets thrown through the pyramid of chairs and barbed wire, Victor Stone and Corey Lazarus seem all proud of themselves. Stone gets hit in the head with a pipe, and Corey gets taken down with the Bomb Dropper Remix. Rihanna Langley pins Corey Lazarus, removing him from the match. And he was a lot of people's favorite going in. So, Chameleon, I'm sure, is that where you lost your money?
No.
Okay.
I lost my money when the match began.
Ah.
No, just kidding.
More violence, more gore, more blood. And Victor Stone is the next one eliminated as Rihanna el-kabongs him with a guitar loaded up with tacks and glass. And, yeah. Ow.
Actually, to be honest with you, I lost my money because I put a bet on the seventh person.
Ah.
Well, you know, the WWE lately, it seems that no matter who's in the mat, someone else wins it. So I was thinking maybe that would happen here.
Well, that's certainly one way to do it.
I tried to get out there. I really did, but I was busy.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't have gone over so well. Because people were happy
like I care.
With the eventual winner of the match.
But were, yeah, the ones that got paid.
Yeah. And cookies.
Yes.
Who doesn't like Cookie Basket? Anyway, yes. we've just discussed this. Everybody loves cookies. Yes. Except for kind
so,
bastards.
And here we go to the part where I know Rob Robinson's been waiting for. After two flames, and a burning hammer, a burning barbed wire baseball bat to the face, and the ashes, it took all of that to put Riona Langley down. And thus now we have a new
yeah,
world heavyweight.
You know, and that's so weird because normally she goes down real easy. I don't know. I don't know what was so different this time.
So what happened? Why wasn't there a 10-foot pole or an 11-foot pole in this match? Because that would have been an effective weapon against Riona.
I don't know. I don't know, Rob.
But because, you know, like the saying goes, I wouldn't have touched her with a 20-foot pole. I had to use a table and a chair. And
a burning ladder or a burning bat or something. I mean, yeah, you know, I know that fire cleanses viruses, but that's one way to do it. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Indeed.
Anyway. So now that the puns are done, let's move on.
So, yes, we have a new Pioneer Referee Weight. Pioneer Radio Rich's words are distorted. Pioneer Wrestling Association World Heavyweight Champion of the World, the
well,
Phoenix Rob Robinson, for his fourth heavyweight championship.
Took Archie about a year to do it. Go ahead, have your victory speech.
I know. I don't even Yeah.
Okay, now that that's over, let's move on. All night he's been waiting for this moment, and that's all we got.
I don't know. I don't really have
his face. He's speechless.
It was inevitable.
I know. This is great. Trust me, if I knew him holding the world title would get him to shut up, I would have had it. Make sure he got it 6 months ago. Though, in my opinion, it was the post-match event that was even more interesting.
Yes, we fought. Yes.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Yeah. I don't
the
know
talent,
how I could have forgotten about that, but I forgot about that.
Yes. After months of speculation and lots of random assaults on people, we have finally found out who the talent is a lie guy is.
And who might that be?
I was severely disappointed.
It was a non-surprise, as underneath the
yes,
horrifically derivative Guy Fawkes mask was Alex Wilkie.
It was a shocking moment.
And,
nobody
saw it
shocking
you,
at all. It was
nobody
a disappointment. I expected someone more out of it.
Well, who else did you want? I already got PX back. I mean, McNasty's... That's about it, and that's not really exciting.
I had a list, and Wilkie was not on it.
somebody from the past, somebody that would have, you know, been exciting. Alex Wilkie is the furthest thing from exciting. Ooh,
and
he could do a Canadian Destroyer. Now, I can find 30 people on the Indies that can do Canadian Destroyers.
I can find 50 that can do a super kick. What's your point?
You can find 50 people on the PWA roster that can do a super kick.
Yeah, that too. Hey, it's an effective move. I'm not going to, you know what, and I mimic things, so it's fine with me. But, yeah, Alex Wilkie's back. He was behind this whole Talent is a Lie thing. And after seeing his return, I realized just how much more interesting the promos for Talent of a Lie was than the actual. I'm sorry, but it's like sex with Riona. The climax just wasn't that good.
Yeah,
and you
but
would
anyway.
Know this, and you would know this, Chameleon.
I've heard a lot of speculation. Half the PWA roster.
You know, I've heard all the stories too. None of them seem to match up with each other.
Well, nobody wants to tell the truth of where they've been, so they have to make it up.
Hmm.
Anyway, right. I'm done picking on Rione tonight.
Okay.
I've only got 90 minutes before tomorrow, and I'll start again.
Yes, so Alex Wilkie is the talent is a lie guy, and the crowd went mild.
Yeah. You mean wild. Now, you're skipping
no,
the most important part.
They went
of this.
Wild.
No, they already did that for Chameleon. That was quit stealing.
And they were dead silent for Phoenix.
Yeah,
they were
I know.
Dead silent for Phoenix.
So, anyway, the exciting part here is the fact that it is. Poor Scotty Snow.
He does all that work for you. He
yes.
wrestles in your matches that you were too chicken to do.
I was not chicken. That was strategy, my friend. Maybe if Jonah had looked into some strategy, she wouldn't have, faded out of the match like she did. Just saying.
She took two of your two flames and ashes and a barbed wire baseball bat to the face, and that
la,
it took that.
La, la,
that's
la.
Not is that strategy? Because that's pretty bad strategy.
No, damn,
yeah, that's a great way to come into a match. All right, I'm going to take as many finishers as this guy can throw.
It will not be able to handle Riona.
Jeez, I think we've already established people don't want to handle Riona.
That's true. I'm sorry, I was done.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, Ike, you're my little brother, so I have to show you how to celebrate Hanukkah. This is called a dreidel. You spin it and see where it lands, and you sing this song. I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, with dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. Dreidel, 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 with dreidel I shall play. Now you try it, Ike. Just spin it with your fingers like this.
H-I-J-K-L-O-P up the sun like a ball of red. Came down the rain and washed a spider out.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, hey, Cartman. We're playing dreidel. You want to try?
Sure. Here's a little dreidel that's small and made of clay. But I'm not gonna play with it cause dreidel's fucking gay.
Hey, shut your mouth, fat ass!
Jews play stupid games. Jews. That's why they're lame.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel,
Jews.
I made you out of clay.
Play stupid game.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel,
Jews.
With dreidel I shall play.
That's why they're lame.
What's going on?
Oh, it's that Hanukkah thing. It's so amazing. You spin this thing on the ground and it goes round and round. I could watch it all day.
Let me try.
I'll try to make it spin. It fell, I'll try again.
Oh, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, how precious. You boys are all playing dreidel. Now you know that dreidel is a time-honored tradition for the Hebrew people.
Yes, we know, Miss Bravnowski. It's so very interesting.
Now, when you learn to make the dreidel spin, you'll know our people always win. Keep spinning, learn to make the dreidel spin.
Play stupid game.
Our people always win.
That's why they're lame.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, everybody. Say, can I join in?
Sure.
I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, with dreidel I shall everybody. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of clay. Play stupid dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Dreidel, I shall play.
It's my
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of clay. Play stupid dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Dreidel, I shall play.
Courtney Cox, I love you. You're so hot. On that show.
Dad?
Courtney Cox.
Dad?
Uh-huh.
We're singing about a dreidel.
Oh, sorry.
We'll talk about this later, Gerald.
Lots of good stuff going on. in the old PWA. As I mentioned earlier, we do have the big Christmassy break coming up. So,
But before that,
what's before that?
We have
a show this coming week. Yeah,
I know. I was waiting for Radio Rich.
We have a special Monday Night Chaos and Monday Night Rampage, for that matter.
Because we're just a little bit behind.
Yes, because we're on a different day of the week. We're competing with that other federation out there.
This will be interesting. This is a test, maybe. Who knows? We'll see.
If they want to see real wrestling, they should be watching us.
They watch us every Friday.
I know.
Because we're competing with that same brand on Friday too, so I don't know why it was a big deal about being on Monday.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, go on.
Yes. We start off. Shall we get to the Chaos and Rampage previews?
Yeah, knock yourself out.
All right. So starting off, we got your nephew Jacob Collins going against the returning Code of Energy, Aeolus Wrath.
And it should be noted that the last time that Wrath was in the PWA, he got beat by Jacob Collins and then came back and really obliterated Collins on a house show a couple of days later. But I guess it was just a little too much for him, and he decided to take a break and recollect himself. And I think now that he's returned, he says that he stated publicly that he's going to move his way up in the ranks and prove himself to be a long-term competitor, and I'd like to see that happen.
I would too. Yeah, he's publicly said that he's gunning for you, Rob, but then again, everybody's gunning for you now.
Well, you would think so.
The Phoenix has a giant target on the back of his mask.
That was always there.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But no, not everybody. I'm sticking with Hunter. Thank you very much.
So after Aeolus and Collins, we got Shadow Star facing off against Mike Enigma. Both losers at Xmas at Ground Zero. Somebody needs to get some momentum going between these two. I never root for Shadow Star. So go Enigma.
Yeah, you didn't even have to add the qualifier about, losers at Ground Zero.
Yeah, you really shouldn't be speaking there, Rich. So, Potato versus Emperor Ion is the next match.
Yes.
Or Ian or Ion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we can move on.
Yeah, I can't get any enthusiasm over a potato match. I'm sorry.
But the main event on Chaos is a Rampage worthy main event, in my opinion.
Yes, it is. I have to agree with that, because we have Victor Stone still recovering from getting Elkabonged in the Dome of Destruction, facing off against one half of our new World Tag Team Champions, Jamie Flynn.
And I just gotta say, I really hope the tag team titles actually stay with a team for more than a month.
I don't know. You're asking a lot there. You're asking a lot there, Chameleon. I just don't know if it's going to happen.
Well, if necessary, the Crimson Dragons will be around, and we can hold it for 6 months.
We're gonna need, they've got a very good opportunity to do so, since we don't really have a lot of tag teams going around right now.
We don't.
No.
But we'll have to see how the Dragons do on their return. Following up on Chaos with, of course, Monday Night Rampage.
Mm-hmm.
We start off the night with the other half of the new World Tag Team Champions, everyone's favorite, Kyle Stevenson, facing off against Project X, who is also
in a very bad mood right now.
Very bad mood and probably a bad shape. This might be the absolute perfect time for the Phenom himself to score what many would be considering an upset over the former two-time PWA World Heavyweight Champion.
I'm going to definitely look for that one.
Yeah, I think PX is in horrible shape. You don't fall 20 feet through the Dome of Destruction onto a pile of glass and, be ready to compete the next week at 100%. He wasn't even 100% going into the Dome itself. So,
that's true.
And Kyle, Kyle, on the other hand, I mean, yes, he had a hard match with the with Hayes and Sullivan, but he didn't wrestle nearly as extreme or as violent a match than PX did. So this could be a great opportunity for Stevenson to score the win, get himself some upward mobility in his rankings.
Okay, I agree.
Then we got the talent is a lie, which is perfect for Alex Wilkie, mind you, facing off against Scott Snow.
This match is really lopsided. This match is extremely lopsided. I feel bad for Alex Wilkie because he's going against Scotty Snow, who is definitely on a revenge tour. I'm sure of it.
Yes. You know, as much flack as people give Scotty Snow, he goes out and he fights every time he's put out there. And he can't be very happy about anything that happened at the end of Christmas at Ground Zero. So, could this be Scotty Snow's a chance to defeat Wilkie? Spoil his return match?
Yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah, possible.
Yeah, anything is possible. And then the next match, this one I want to talk about, will be the Crimson Dragons, my brother Razor and I, coming back for the first time in quite some time.
We said his name too many times.
We're not supposed to talk about him.
What, Razor?
No! Don't say it again.
All right.
Fine.
Thank you.
But this tag match against Hayes and Sullivan. So, yeah. I plan to get some revenge here.
You know what?
I don't know. What?
All wishes to you, Chameleon, because, you know, Hunter Sullivan doesn't want to seem to come out and defend himself on PW Radio, and you are most gracious in coming out here a lot to do so.
Yeah.
So
I am here almost every week for anyone who wants to come on here and challenge me. I don't hide from anything. Granted, the doctors made me, but, you know, hey. So, I mean, you got to think about it. With all that I've been through recently and some other crap that's gone on in my life this week, you know, here I am. I was ready and willing to go against Hunter verbally right here on PWA Radio, build up our feud, but, you know, for a guy who is so big on talking about it, who knows where he's at? He's licking his wounds. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, well, I anticipate that next week is not going to be a very good Christmas for Hunter Sullivan. Because I cannot, as much as I like Jethro Hayes and, you know, as much as I dislike Hunter Sullivan, I can't see him going, you know, mounting much of an offensive against the awesome might of Chameleon and that other guy that whose name we don't like to mention.
What, my brother Razor?
Ah!
The Dragons are multiple tag team champions, and we are definitely a force to contend with. And with my personal grudge against Sullivan and my brother, who just fights with all his might, it's going to be a hell of a match. But, you know, this next match is going to be interesting. We have the deformed face, which needs the fox mask, Riona Langley versus Corey Lazarus.
You know, This is interesting because for all the talk that Corey put forth before the Dome of Destruction, it was Riona that eliminated him from the match. That crow cannot taste very good. And albeit, yes, Riona lost the Dome, but she did last longer than Hey, I just received a message from Hunter Sullivan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do tell. What does the message say? I'm scared.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on when Chameleon's on.
Yeah, well, apparently he is on his way to the studio.
Ah, cool.
Well, what a bunch of crap. Too bad we don't have time to talk to him.
That's true. This was supposed to be a quick show tonight.
It was. Oh, well. It was.
And I was on record from before we recorded that I had a limited time tonight.
That is true.
So it's not like I'm running from them.
Far be it for me to ever stick up for Chameleon, but that is a valid point.
Well, in that case, I guess I owe you one in the future, Rob. I don't know what it'll be. It'd probably be real small, but anyway. Well, you know, he can rush here, and we'll be walking out, turning the lights off. And
no.
Don't we have one more? Oh, that's right. You know, Riona and Corey Lazarus. That's going to be a good main event for Ravage.
Rampage. Ravage? What? What are we? Rampage. What's going on?
I don't know.
This show sounds very exciting.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it, though?
Yes. Corey Lazarus, Riona Langley, main event of Rampage. It ought to be a great little Christmas gift from the PWA to our fan for the last match before Christmas.
Oh, and that ends PW Radio for tonight.
People should show up on time. It's what we're saying.
It was a good show, though, Rob. I really appreciate it and everything. But I think about it this time, since we're locking up and turning all the lights off, I'm probably going to bid myself a farewell.
Oh, right. Well, it was great. No, it wasn't, but, you know. You showed up, and much like, I don't remember who that was that I was so fond of him just showing up.
I don't remember either.
Oh. Mark McNasty?
No, I was
no,
never.
Definitely, no,
definitely, yeah. No. We were never fond of Mark McNasty showing up.
No.
That guy.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that guy.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You're not allowed to talk.
Yeah.
Someone turn his mic down.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the one half of the former
tag team
champions. What's his name online here with us? Hey, so how's it going? What's his name?
I'm doing pretty well.
I don't think you are.
No, definitely not. Mute him! Mute him now! At some point, I could be paying your bills again. Mute him! Mute him now! Actually, you know, at the end of Rampage, when we're done talking about it, this was where I wanted to announce what's coming up in a couple of weeks with determining our number one contender for Genesis.
Okay, well, go ahead. Drop the bombshell.
Drop the bombshell. What we've decided to do is, not this week, of course, but starting next week starting just as we get back from our vacation, we are going to do something a little bit differently in determining our number one contenderships, both for the World and Intercontinental Championships coming into Genesis. We have selected 8 competitors, and they're going to face in a 4-on-4 match in the first week. The winning team from a 1-pinfall match is going to go on and be divided randomly into a team 2-versus-2. The losing side is going to get a chance to be divided as well to a 2-versus-2 team to face off in the Intercontinental Championship tournament. And then on our third week, of course, the winners of those matches will face 1-on-1, with the final winner going to advance to Genesis to face each champion for said titles. And the announcement of who will be in those matches will happen on Rampage this coming Monday.
Everybody get that? Yes.
That apparently. Is a bombshell, Chameleon.
I've decided that the best thing to do would take our best 8 competitors who have shown true blood for keeping this PWA afloat and give them the best chance possible to face off for the 2 biggest titles. And this is exactly why Hunter Sullivan is not in the match.
Ah.
Hey, Hunter, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
Mute him! Mute him now!
Yeah. I'm really sorry I tripped you up Sunday. I wasn't paying attention. I thought I saw a piece of dirt on the ring, and, you know, I didn't want it to slip you up. So I went to grab it, and I got your foot on accident, and I really want to apologize for that.
Yeah, we'll see exactly how apologetic you are this Rampage.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be apologetic on Rampage. I'm apologetic now. Can you please keep up with the program? I apologize for what happened. I'm not apologizing for what will happen. Jeez, old Pete's. Trying to put words in my mouth now, I see. Well, really? I mean,
what exactly have we covered this broadcast? What have I missed?
You missed everything.
We're done.
Yeah, you missed my 2.5 hour long victory celebration.
Oh, maybe I didn't come in too late.
Oh, no, we talked.
Yes.
Yeah. I want some kind of return music for me there, Rob.
Return music? No, there's no return.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care. I did what I needed to do, so I'm good to go.
Let's see. What would be a good... yes. A nice... return music for Chameleon. I don't know if I've got anything that... Oh, here we go. I think that will work. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Chameleon is back.
Yes!
To the delight of no one. What?
You know what? There are a lot of no ones in this world. I'm good to go.
All right, well, everybody, have a blast, and by that I mean it's not been a lot of fun at all, but we did it, and I think that's it. We're done.
Hey, Phoenix, I got one thing to say to you.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I definitely earned it by cheating and trickery and deception, all the things that I do best.
I didn't say you earned it. I said congratulations. Well,
no,
now you're putting words in my mouth.
I know. I said I earned it. I had a strategy. I had a plan. And I stuck to the plan, and I did my best, and you always want to give 110%, and I think we played well, and Jesus was looking out for us, and stuff.
Are you done?
Is that all the sports cliches? Did I cover them all?
I think so, and then you made some up.
All right, excellent.
You forgot to mention the injured teammate. That the injured teammate is rooting for
us. Oh, that's right.
Let him down.
You had to do one for the Gipper.
Now, I was actually trying to steal the basketball victory speech from Bedazzled, but I couldn't remember it enough. That's a fine movie, by the way.
You remember enough of that movie for that? Okay.
I watched it a couple of days ago,
the
actually.
Original from the 19th.
Okay.
You're not talking about...
No, I quite like Brendan Fraser. Thank you very much.
I like Brendan Fraser, too. I hate that movie.
Really? I thought it was a fine movie.
Wait. This is not the podcast to be talking about this sort of thing.
That's
true. Right.
I wish there was a podcast in which we could talk about such things. Gosh.
But alas,
we can make one up someday.
Yeah, if only there was one where we could discuss.
All
right. But there's not tonight. So nope. That's it, ladies and gents and boys and girls and children of all ages.
And snakes. Way to go, Rich.
Okay, then. We're,
out of here.
Close the curtain.
Turn off the lights.
It's hard to be a Jew on Christmas. My friends won't let me join in any games. And I can't sing Christmas songs or decorate a Christmas tree. Or leave water out for Rudolph, 'cause there's something wrong with me. My people don't believe in Jesus Christ divinity. I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew, on Christmas. Hanukkah is nice, but why is it that Santa passes over my house every year? Instead of eating ham, I have to eat kosher latkes. Instead of Silent Night, I'm singing Hu Hakto Kavish. And what the fuck is up with lighting all these fucking candles? Tell me, please. I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew. I can't be merry, 'cause I'm Hebrew on Christmas.
Hey little boy, I couldn't help but hear you're feeling left out of Christmas cheer. But I've come to say that you shouldn't be sad. This is the one month that you should be glad. 'Cause it's nice to be a Jew on Christmas. don't have to deal with the season at all. You have to be on your best behavior or give to charity. You don't have to go to grandma's house with your alcoholic family.
And I don't have to sit on some fake Santa's lap and have him breathe a stinky breath on me.
That's right, you're a Jew.
A styling Jew.
It's a good time.